Now we introduce a second length of nuclear protein, identical to the first except for orientation and position. For this one, the N-terminal beta strands of the yellow H3 subunit chain E are pointing up toward the first nuclear protein complex. What we want to do is bring them together so that their beta strand peptide backbones can hydrogen bond to one another. Since H3A and H3E are antiparallel, the hydrogen bonding should be ideal. The beta sheets are represented here by simple lines. Just so we can keep firmly in mind what these lines represent, here is a reminder. To bring about this sort of hydrogen-bonded interaction, all we need to do is to approximate the two nuclear protein complexes.